Blog Talk Radio.
People always trying to bring you down. They be throwing stones like it's going out of style. Seeking for the ones that can devour. Yeah. But you can't let them have it. You can't let them take the power. Don't forget who you were made to be. Be royal priest, sir. You're a child of the king. Don't give in to negativity. Just keep smiling in the face of all your enemies. You can dream it down on way too high. By the day, everything is up for debate. She say, he say, we say, can't nobody get it straight. Don't forget who you were made to be. Royal priest, sir, you're a child of the king. Don't give in to negativity. Just keep elevating above all your enemies. You can scream it down the way too high. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you. When the lies come, I'll keep my eyes up, listening for what's true. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you.
We've been
when Jesus comes. Let today be the day to come for. The power of his name. Come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by river.
Afternoon. Thank y'all for coming on. This is your host, LaShawn, for tonight. LaShawn from Texas. You know, people say I say Texas. Funny. some people love the way I say Texas. Well, this is your host, LaShawn Collins from Texas. I pray that you can hear me. For those who know how to reach out, please send a text. Let me know you can hear me loud and clear. I just want to welcome you all. You could have been doing anything tonight, but you came on. You choose Prophetic Grace Network to listen to tonight. God bless you. God bless you for tuning in. I'm not going to be with you too long tonight. I decided to come on tonight. before I came on, I was resting because I have been busy all week. And so been getting home pretty late. But through the grace of God, he sustained me. And I give him all the glory because I can't do nothing without him. I can't do nothing without my Father. I can't do nothing. So, Father God, I just thank you for tonight. If you know someone that just need to hear a word from God, you know, sure. The information. You never know how the Holy Spirit is going to go on here tonight. You never know who need a word of healing. You never know who need a word of encouragement. You never know who need a word of deliverance. You never know who just need a word, just a word from heaven. You just don't know. Do not keep it to yourself. Share it with somebody. I don't know. Only the Holy Spirit know. What is a greater time for you to share the word, especially when you're going through something? I don't know. Every time I go through something, it's like the Holy Spirit come on me like a fire. So that's the greatest time, like I shared before. What is the greatest time when the Holy Spirit show up? When you're going through your trials and tribulation, if you just believe, if you believe in the word of God, you believe in the heaven, the Father is real, you believe that heaven is real, you believe God Almighty is the creator of all things, if you just believe that he is the beginning and the end, if you just believe that he's the author and the finish of your faith, if you just believe in all things are possible with God Christ. If you only just believe, it's your faith that's going to move the hand of God. It's your belief that's going to move the hand of God. Can't nobody else, other people that believe will move the hand of God, but you got to believe. You have to walk in it like you believe. So, Father God, I thank you for this afternoon. I thank you for this late night. Wherever you are, whatever part of the world you are, if you in California, you in the East Coast, the West Coast, North or South, if you in Jamaica, if you in Africa, wherever you are, we give him the glory. We give him all the honor. We give him the praise, because if it wasn't God on our side, where would we be? If it wasn't God that walks in the angel to give charge over us, to go and make the crooked place straight, where will we be? How will we have our strength if it wasn't for God Almighty? So we give him the glory. We lift our voice up to him. Father God, I thank you for this afternoon. I thank you for the strength, because you are our strong tower. Father God, I thank you. You get the glory. You say, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me, to you, Father God. Yeah, I do apologize for the doubt. Kim! And so I do apologize. So you say, if you be lifted up, if we lift you up, Father God, you'll draw all men unto you, Father God. We lift you up this afternoon, Father God, and we ask that you draw our sons, draw our daughters, draw our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, even draw our uncles and aunts, Father God, even if there's grandparents, Father God, begin to draw them unto you. Begin to draw them unto the truth, your true word, Father God. Begin to draw them into the place, in a place of a posture, that they will have a heart posture in this season, in this hour. Father God, draw them unto you, to where they get in a place where they will not be shaken, they will not be moved, in the name of Jesus. Begin to draw them unto you, so they will be in the right position, at the right season, in the right time. My God, come on, Holy Spirit, draw them nigh unto them, so they will be in the position to get their healing and deliverance, because your word say, who the Son set free is free indeed. Father God, draw all men unto you, because you said before the Son of Man come back and hit this earth, before his feet, before we see him coming through the cloud, that we the disciple are going to spread your word, to speak the kingdom of God, to speak your truth. You say all flesh will be filled with your spirit. All flesh will know who you are. All flesh will know you the kings of kings and lords of lords. All flesh will know that your Son is real, that your Son has risen and sit on the right hand of you. Oh my God, you say that day will come, Father God. Oh Father God, you want those to stand on the tower, the watchmen to rise up and be on the tower, be on the watch
hour to sound the alarm for true repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I release the angel, I release your anointing upon this radio, because this is your radio. It belongs to you. I'm just your servant. You just have your way in the name of Jesus. You know what your people need right now. You know what they needed early this week. You know what they needed, Father God, because you are all known, God. Nothing is hidden from you. Oh, Father God, you knew them from the beginning. You knew us from the foundation of this world. You knew us in our mama womb. So, Father God, I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your healing. I thank you for your strength, because your strength comes from you, Father God. I thank you for being our shield and our protection. I thank you, Father God, for taking us in the book of Proverbs, because the first thing when we fear you, Father God, the first thing of fearing you is the first thing of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I thank you for true prosperity, which is the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We need wisdom in marriage. We need wisdom for our family, Father God, how to raise our family. We need wisdom, Father God, how to manage money. We need wisdom, Father God, how to build a business. We need wisdom, Father God, to be those Nehemiah, to be builders for the kingdom. So, Father God, I ask that you clothe your children. Clothe the men with wisdom, Father God. Clothe your women with wisdom, Father God, in this hour, in this season, in the name of Jesus. All glory belongs to you. We dare not take it from you. No man cannot stand in your place. No man cannot take your glory, because all glory and all honor belongs to you. So we lift you up on high. And as we begin to lift you up tonight, you draw those that's on this radio that's dealing with a broken heart, Father God, dealing with anything that they were suffering this week, those that's broken in heart and crushed in spirit, draw them nigh unto you, and you draw nigh unto them in this hour right now, Father God. Begin to change their name. Begin to turn the situation around in their household. I declare a decree right now, a household deliverance. Deliver them, Father God. Set them free, even delivering them from themselves, Father God. They will not stumble. They will not fall in the hole that the enemy is digging for them in this hour. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We lift your name up. We thank you for being a strong tower. We thank you for being our present helper. Lord, Father God, you help us. We thank you for the word that's a lamp unto our feet. I ask that you light up every path. I ask that you light up every dark place, Father God. We will not be blindsided in this hour, in this season. Oh, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way. Holy Ghost, move up on here tonight. Holy Ghost, I ask that you get hold to those. Oh, Father God, do a new thing with their heart. Do a new thing with their mind. Oh, Holy Ghost fire be released on over this radio. Holy Ghost fire. Oh, I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak your strength right now in the name of Jesus. I speak a peace of mind right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace in your household right now in the name of Jesus. I speak order right now in your household in the name of Jesus. I speak order in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, send that prodigal son back to his rightful place with you. Send that prodigal's daughter back with the rightful place with you to their first love. Oh, Father God, the ones that strayed it out, that left their household, that left their husband, that left their wives, send them home, Father God. Oh, change their path. Turn them around, Father God. Oh, Father God, begin to interrupt their plan. Right now, in the name of Jesus, speak to that corrupted mind. Speak to that stony heart, Father God. Create them a new heart. Create and renew their mind. I declare and decree that the mind that's in them will be the mind that's in Christ. Shut the mouth of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I thank you for protecting the young generation. I thank you for protecting those that's in college. Those, Father God, that's going to graduate. Father God, I thank you for the shield of protection. Oh, Father God, I speak and I counsel every car wreck right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, this young generation will not lose their life to the suicide. I take authority over that suicide demon. Oh, this young generation, the young men's will not lose their life by the bullet of a gun. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, raise them up to be your mouthpiece. Raise them up to be your warrior. Oh, Father God, you snatch them up by your spirit. Holy Spirit, begin to sit on them and don't let them go until you finish the finished work that you need to do with them. Oh, Father God, order they step. Don't let them stumble in this hour. Don't let them stumble in this season. Oh, Father God, I speak deliverance. I speak healing right now over the young generation, over their minds, over their character. They will know their true identity. They will know their true identity in Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus, touch the heart of that three-year-old. Pour your spirit right now on the young generation, on the elders, Father God, those that don't even believe in you, that's up in age. Begin to open their eyes, take the scales from off their eyes, take the cataracts from around their eyes. I speak a deliverance to someone eyesight that's on here right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak a deliverance to your heart, that you will have the right heart posture in this season. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that pastor that's on this line right now. You shall go in this hour. You shall do the works that God had commanded you. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to go forth and feed his sheep. This is for a pastor that's on here right now. Oh, you got to go forth. God gonna lead you. God gonna send you to your Goshen. You got to go forth. Stop looking to the left and right and those that's behind you. Everybody can't go with you in this hour. You got to go forth and feed the sheep. You got to go forth and get that one. Get the one. Don't worry about the 99. Go after that one that strayed away. Go after that one that's been on your heart. He said you need to go and go after the one. Don't worry about what they say. Do what thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus. And that's where everything going to break through for you. Everything going to break through for you. God going to part ways in everything you do. He said, go on your journey because it's already been approved. He wants you to go. Quit procrastinating. Quit second guess. It's time for you to arise and do the work. Even do work and connect with other ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And I give you the glory. You get all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, if we just believe, Sometimes we got to go forward, and everybody can't go. This is a new season. This is something he doing. He raising up the Nehemiahs. He raising up the people to help you build. You're not turning your back on anyone. It's just that you have a new assignment, and it's required for you to go. Some of y'all on here should be doing missionary work, and you procrastinate. If you just believe, and that's what I named this title, you got to believe whatever God signed to you. You got to do what he has signed to you. Your Simon, not everybody Simon. Some of you supposed to be evangelizing. You got to do your assignment. It's very important to do your assignment. Some of you, I even spoke about people, they suffering. How long you going to suffer? I told you how people get accustomed to things, to diseases. They get accustomed for it. And that's why Jesus asked the man, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? Only you just believe. What did the doctor say? Do you believe the reports of the Lord? Do you believe? How many times we have seen in the Bible when Jesus did so many miracles? We say we want the miracle. Do you really want the miracle? When you start asking for miracle in a better walk with God, who say it was going to be easy? Are we not in the Bible where we see where his own son went through some things? Who told you it was going to be easy? Who told you ministry was going to be easy? Who told you it was going to be smooth sailing? See, when you cross yourself over, come on, Holy Spirit, when you cross yourself over, when he said, cross over with me, Jesus would like, cross over, go, meet me on the other side. We got to cross over on the other side, because on the other side, he began to hear the cry of a man that was tormented. We got to go on the other side. And so some of y'all are stuck on one side, and you've been on that side for too long. It's time for you to cross over, because there's somebody else and some other person, Simon, that you attached to on the other side. So you need to cross yourself over to the other side. But do you believe? Only if you just believe, God, you direct my path. Do you believe that? God ordered my step. Do you really believe that? Come on, Holy Spirit, come on. Break this up off of our mindset tonight. If you just believe, come on over to the other side, because somebody deliverance is on the other side. You in a lullaby place. I need you to come up a little higher. I need you to cross yourself over. I need you to leave out the state of Mississippi. I need you to go to California. I need you to go in the camp with the prostitute. I need you to go where the drug addict is at. I need you to go and evangelize. I need you to speak in the streets. Speak about repentance. I need you to go to Louisiana. I need you to go to Alabama. I need to send some of you to Africa. I need to send some of you to Brazil. I need to send some of you to Mexico. But do you believe that I am who I say I am? Do you believe that no weapons formed against you it shall not prosper? Do you believe? That's the question. If we just believe. I already did the work. Jesus, I already did the work. I'm not coming back down here to be crucified again. I already did the work. And when I told you, because we in this age right now, in this century, we are his servants. I already told you before I went back to where I came from that I'm not going to leave you just by yourself. I'm going to send you the greatest gift, which is the Holy Spirit. That's how you're going to connect to him. But do you believe? If only you believe. I don't care what's going on in your body. You got to keep speaking. You got to keep speaking. You can lay hands. I share something with some people. You got to keep believing. And you got to keep believing. God not going to put more on you that you cannot handle. You got to keep believing. There's times that when I grabbed the Bible and I had to lay the Bible on my own self. I had to lay the Bible because the Bible is the sword, which is his word, the sword of the spirit. There's times that I had to lay that body in the night hours. I had to lay that Bible in the bed with me and open it up and put it on my head, and then I say when I get up, whatever, I just open it up and put it on my head, and whatever Bible verse it was, by the time I look at it, I read it, and I declare and decree, whatever it was open across my heart, whatever it was open across my head, I begin to declare and speak it over my life, because his word do not come back to him, what boy, his word is not a God that he should lie. Who am I talking to tonight? Sometimes you got to prophesy to yourself. Sometimes you got to speak the word. You got to speak the word. You got to have a prayer life for yourself because you need to learn how to make a 911 call to heaven. I need a 911 call right now. A 911 is consists of you getting in the prayer closet. The 911 consists of you shutting your door. The 911 is between me and the Father. I need a 911. I need to make a 911 call to heaven. In the name of Jesus. Who am I talking to? Only if you just believe. Only if you just believe. I thank you, Father. Jesus even told him in the great book of Mark, how long should I be with you? How long should I put up with you? Y'all, do you hear the word of God in the book of Matthews? I mean, not Matthews, Mark. Mark chapter 9. Jesus had to ask him, because you think they want to challenge him? Do you not think they didn't want to stone him? Do you not think they want to kill him? They want to throw him down the hill. They want to kill Jesus before the time, but his time was not here yet. It was not time for him to go. But he asked him, how long shall I be with you? I'm trying to get you all what you need. So when I leave this earth, you will have all you need. You have seen me. You have seen me do miracles. You seen me put on somebody's ear when my disciple cut it off. You have seen me raise people from the dead. This is Jesus. You have seen me heal so many leprosy and people that were asleep. He said they were asleep. You have seen me feed thousands and thousands of people. How long do you think I'm going to be here? How long do you think this earth going to be here before he come back? You have me now. Like he told the disciple, you have me now. He told Thomas, you doubt and you have to see me. You have to put your hands. You have to put your hands in the same thing they nailed me with. The holes in my hand and the thing that's in my side. But what about the people that have not seen me? Because Jesus ain't went all over the world. They might heard about him. But you've been with me, Thomas. You didn't believe what I told you when you was walking with me, that this temple gonna be towed down in 3 days. Just like Jonah was in the well, you didn't understand what I was saying. You didn't understand that I was going to be risen up in 3 days. You didn't understand none that I have told you when you was walking with me. Now you're going to say everything you didn't believe it, because you said, I got to see him and put my hands in the same hand that they nailed where he have to hold. I got to see him. Not only that, I'm still not going to believe it. When I put my hand in the hole, I got to put my hand in the side. Where they pierced them in the side. Do I have to really stand in front of you so you can believe what I have already told you that this day is going to come? What about the ones that don't, that never seen me? What about the ones never walk with me? Have any one of y'all wondered tonight, have I ever been in that place? I don't think none of us have been there when Jesus was walking with Thomas and Peter and John and all them. It's a new era. We read about him, and some people read about him, and they believe in him. And so this is the same thing that applied to us. Thomas was with him when he raised up the dead, when he opened blind eyes, when he healed the sick, when he performed water, turning water into wine, when he did all type of miracle, even when he prophesied, even they prophesied before he came on the earth, they prophesied his death. He was just confirming. He did everything, and you still sitting up here and you doubting me. Ooh, how many people you know like that right today? Don't matter what you do. Don't matter how you pray over them. Don't matter what they see you do. And they know you're the true men of God, true women of God, but they just like doubting Thomas. They mouth getting them in trouble. Because what you speak is what you gonna be. If you speak death, that's your season. If you speak in death, that's your season. If you speak in life, that's your season. If you speak in healing, that's your season. If you believe, that's part of your season. Oh, okay. I need some help tonight. I need some help. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speaking, you keep speaking negative. You keep speaking no. He's told him, how long do y'all think I'm going to be here? Daddy Thomas, I got to see him. Some of y'all, I know people, God have done things over and over and over and over. And these people, lukewarm kind of mine, they do things over and over after God have been so grateful, so merciful. That means you need, it's your heart that's corrupted. Whatever's in your heart, that's how you gonna act. If you don't believe God can heal you, if you don't believe it, how he gonna work? He can tell you, I can heal you from this, but you got to believe. You got to have faith. I'm gonna keep having faith and believe until it come through. Everybody, I've been denied of some stuff. I stepped out on faith, and I begin to start thinking big. Well, it just might not be my season right now. Maybe I'm not in the right region. Maybe God want me to go somewhere else, go to the land of flowing with milk and honey. I might not be in the land flowing with milk and honey. I might not be connected to the right people. I might not be in my kosher. Lord, what it is, tell me what it is. My assignment right now might be a very crucial assignment. It just ain't time yet, but in due season, it's coming. And so I just want to share that, because like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long. I'm not going to be on here too long. Give me a second. I'm not going to be on here too long. I do apologize. I got something, a text. But I'm not going to be on here too long. I just want to come on and talk to y'all. Y'all got to believe it. One thing, I couldn't make it this week if I didn't believe a prophecy that was given unto me. I wouldn't probably, you know, things, I had to trust God. I had to trust him. Things that went on this week, some of you already know that My father, he went on, he crossed over. What is a good time? The Holy Spirit just showed me. He been showing me this when my daddy had crossed over, when my daddy crossed over through Passover, when it was Passover beginning Monday, April the 22nd, when he passed over on April the 23rd. What a good time to cross over. What a good time through Passover that he went on to heaven. The Passover weekend, I'm at peace. My soul is well, because I know where he's at, because he already told me before he took him. He already told me. He crossed over during Passover weekend. So I want to come on here and just speak to y'all for a minute and pray for some of y'all. Pray for some of y'all tonight. I thank those who knew how to get in contact with me. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for, checking up on me. And, I thank you for your condolence. God bless you. For those that's on here, give me a second. I'm trying to pull up something. Okay. Give me a second. I'm trying to pull it up. For those that want, that been asking, those who would like to send flowers, if whatever's placed on your heart, if you like to send flowers, you can send it to the funeral home. I will give the address out, and also you can reach out to Randy and speak to Randy. I will send the information to him. If you like to send flowers, you can send it at Golden Gate Funeral Home. That address is 4155 South R.L. Thornton, Thornton Freeway, Dallas, Texas. The phone number is 214-941-7332. Once again, that's 4155 is South R.L. Thornton Freeway, Dallas, Texas, 75224. Phone number is 214-941-7332. You're more than welcome to send flowers. I don't know how they do the cars. You're more than welcome to send the flowers to the funeral home. If you want more, information, I'm not giving like address to my personal address, but if you want to do something else, send Randy a text, and I'm pretty sure he will give it, get it to me. So that is for those that like to send their condolences. Even you can go on the website. His name is Donna Ray Tasby. That is my dad's name. His name is Donna Ray Tasby. You can go to the website, send your condolences. The name of the funeral home is Golden Gates Funeral Home in Dallas. You can send the condolences on the website. So that's for those that would like to do that. And God bless you. I'm going to go ahead and release the line and start praying for people. And I'm going to get off, keep our family in your prayers. Thank you for praying for me, but keep our family in your prayers. I really do appreciate. I really do appreciate the support of the people. God bless you. 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 So let me go ahead and start taking callers. 321-230 message calling. Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Aunt Elise calling from New York.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You're
how
welcome.
You been doing?
I've been doing okay. The best I can do.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That is great. Did you have something you want to share or testimony?
No, I really didn't. I did want prayer for myself and then prayer for one of my friends, if you can. Mom, they sedated her so and put her on a breathing machine so she could start to breathe on her own, but they tried to wake her up and they haven't been able to.
So you said, say it again. She had did you say she had a baby?
No, one of my friends, her mother.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't doing well. She was having trouble breathing, and they sedated her, and they've been trying to wake her up. But I guess she's not responding. Prayer for my friend and her family, mainly.
Okay. Do you know her mom's name?
Janice.
You say Janice?
Yeah, Janice.
Father God, we just thank you for Janice. Father God, we thank you for her family. We thank you for those that's coming together to pray for her, Father God. Father God, it's just so, I tell you, Holy Spirit just spoke. When he raised the dead, he said they will sleep. But Father God, I just thank you, Father God. We breathe the breath. We breathe your ruach breath. And so, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for her life and life abundantly, the promise that you promised us, Father God. Oh, Father God, I speak healing in her body. You are in control. Father God, I believe, Father God, even those that doesn't believe that's walking in fear, you don't give us the spirit of fear, Father God. I just speak that they will speak these things and they ask you things, Father God, and believe when they pray, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. Father God, I just speak. Father God, I just ask that you heal her, Father God. Heal her from pain. Heal her from things that she's been holding on to, dear to her heart, that she will release it, Father God. Oh, Father God, I command that her spirit man, that I speak that she should be in good health as well as her soul prosper. But, Father God, I speak to that spirit man to arise, to be awakened in the name of Jesus, to rise up and to be awakened, to serve you, to finish the finished work that you are kind to her, Father God, in this season, in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I ask that you clear up every spleen, any infection, anything that's in the lung area, her lungs, Father God. I speak a brand new lungs, Father God, brand new kidney, Father God, a brand new heart. Even I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you give her your DNA, that she will have the blood still works, the blood still delivers, the blood still set free. So I declare and decree the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now in the name of Jesus, just like you call Lazarus to come forth and to rise. Father God, we call your daughter to rise in this hour. Father God, there will be no backlash, no retaliation in her help, in her health. I speak a miracle. Do a miracle, Father God. Oh, Father God, I answer that you let her daughter know you are who you say you are. You the beginning to the end. And Father God, you still performing miracle. Father God, I speak that she will awaken tonight, that she will rise tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for doing it once again in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your miracle power in the name of Jesus. Move and wake her up by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, Father God. We give you the honor, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you for the peace. Not the peace of the world. Not corrupt. You is not an author of confusion. So we speak to the confusion. We speak to the fear. We take authority over it. And Father God, that they will know you still work. You still do miracles. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
So much.
Hallelujah. Did they give her some anesthesia? Do you know of?
I'm not exactly sure.
Did she have surgery?
I know there were a couple of procedures that they had done. I didn't want to ask too many questions because
my friend
was a little overwhelmed too. So
okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Mhm. I understand.
Yeah.
Make sure you give us a call back and give us a report on that. And so,
Father God,
I pray over your daughter. She always praying and asking for prayers for other people, Father God. And I thank you for hearing her prayers as well, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father God, I thank you for the great stir that you're doing within her, Father God. It's a great awakening with her, Father God. Father God, I come against that that second guess. Well, is this really Lord? Is this really God? Is this really Holy Spirit? God can use anybody. And so, Father God, that, like I said, there is no, you are not the author of confusion. Father God, you give us power, love, and sound mind. And Father God, that I just take authority over the fear, that she will not fear, but Father God, she will do what thus said the Lord and do it with boldness. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for protection. I thank you for releasing her finances. I thank you, Father God, that you will release those, Father God, that she's been questioning you about. You will give her the real direct answer who to cut out, Father God. And I ask that you even remove them. And Father God, that she will know those who you're going to remove from her life. In the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to order herself in the name of Jesus. Continue to build her as the woman that you are building her to be. Oh, Father God, I just ask that you continue to walk with her, minister to her, minister angel all around her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you
for calling in, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Oh, I'm no fun. Thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you. 334-403 message calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, praise God.
Sister Sonya from Alabama.
Hi,
Sister Sonya from
Alabama.
How you doing? I'm doing great.
I've been praying for you.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry to hear about your dad. But I am praying for you and your family.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for all the prayers. I really do appreciate all the prayers from the PGN family. Thank you. Thank you so much. Did you have a prayer request?
Just praying to tell Lynn.
Okay. So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for that evangelist. I even thank you for the prophetic intercessor prayer. Father God, that you have started that prophetic intercessor prayer. Let her be tense, Father God. Oh, let that thing that's in her belly grow. Let it be big, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you. And, Father God, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will wake us up. Like I could tell you, some the nights You'll wake up at the same time. When you catch yourself waking up at the same time, all the time, that's your watch hour. Y'all need to pay attention to that. When you wake up the same time, that's your watch hour. You better get up, because them angels, sometimes them angels be right there, get up. And sometimes them angels will come in there and wake you up. You want to know when the angel come in there and wake you up, your watch hour. You need to pay attention to the time. It's time for you to go. And sometime a night, the prophetic, the inner, some of us have that anointing of that prophetic intercessory. You have to get a recording. You have to write, because when you're in that type of prayer, you gone. You might have to get a recording. You might have to get a recording. If you know how to remember, you know, and write it down, that's good. So I just, there's going to be a great stir that's in you as well. God is stirring things up. The enemy want to keep messing with your mind, but not so. Like the thing, like we said tonight, you have to believe. You have to believe. When you speak the word, you believe it, and you stand up tall in it, and you walk in it bold, and you put on the whole armor of God, even when you go to sleep, when you leave that household. So, Father God, sharpen every instrument that she need in this hour. Father God, I just ask that you continue to strengthen her voice, her throat, in the name of Jesus, that when she speaks, Father God, let fire even give her, release that keys, Father God, to unlock and lock. That's the authority that you're going to have to lock and unlock. That's the authority for the healing and delivering. You got to get ready. You cannot sit on the sideline. Don't even look at your situation. You got to keep going, because God's going to use you mighty and greater. And then I even see you. Don't you second guess yourself. I even see God is using you. I don't know if this going to be a Zoom or something, but it's going to be you. You're going to have to come from around them. You're going to have to come from around them. You're going to have to come. I don't know what this is. You're going to have to come from around them. Your time is way overdue. You need to come to the front. You need to come to the front. And I believe you know what that is. I don't know. You need to come from around them. I don't know if he's going to use you more on prayer lines or live Zoom, but you're going to have to come on, come. God going to show you. And he's going to show you more about that. So, God, I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you for her protection. I even see you traveling. You should get rid of store travel. Don't think God ain't going to send you. You're going to begin to travel as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You just gave me confirmation. And what you said to all of us, when God wakes you up at a certain time, then pay attention. That's not for you to just sit there and eat candy or whatever you have to crave. You get up and pray. That's your prayer hour. Or read his word.
That's right.
It's not in vain. If you just crucify the old flesh and do it.
Amen.
Be obedient to God, and he will watch him work miracles.
Amen.
In the sun. I don't know if I can pray.
Oh, you fine.
I was eating earlier, and you know my throat.
It's
one area is still okay. Paralyzed.
Did you pray all the time?
Anyway, I ate some crust on the pizza and then went down sideways, so I'm having difficulty with my voice right now. I know it's because the devil's flesh, But I've been praying for you.
Oh, thank you. I know you are.
Thank you
for calling in.
Oh, thank you for praying for me. You gave me confirmation. I don't know how you know what I mean. I know it's God. But
That's not me.
I know. But I was talking to God, my Lord. You had to do something to this body. This body belonged to you.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to you, so you're going to have to hear it if you want me to go out and evangelize. And that's really, really getting confirmation. So thank you for being obedient. Thank you for your love that you have for God's people.
Oh,
that's right. Everything gonna work out and is working out for your good.
I believe it, and it has been working out. I believe it.
I know it. God is good.
He is so good. Thank you for the encouraged words. Even though you didn't pray, but you released an encouraged words. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you.
Oh, love you. God bless you.
I love you all. Even the people I listen to that have prayer with. I'm praying for y'all. I want y'all to know that.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Sonya.
God bless you.
Oh,
see you later.
Say it again. Did you say something?
God bless y'all. I will see y'all later.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. I'm receiving.
Oh, thank you. All righty. 682-346. This is Sister LaShawn. Master's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn, this is Kim.
Hey,
I'm just calling
to
give a testimony.
I watched you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas. You listen. I have watched you go through this thing for maybe 2 months or more. And your strength is just so encouraging. And all the people that's been praying for you, I've seen their prayers manifest daily. And it's just something that, you know, just watching you go through it, it just gave me a little bit more strength. And I just thank God for him covering you and keeping you because it was a struggle from day one. It was a struggle. But you pushed, and I just watched you. You still kept your strength. You still kept a smile on your face, even though all this stuff was going on behind closed doors with family members. You know, the hardest time. I watched you through the hardest time, and you still came out on top. So that, I just want to just thank everybody for their prayers for you, because they have really been praying, and I have watched God bring you all the way through this. And I thank God that you're at the end. And I can just see you rejoicing. You know, I see you just, you know, lots of people would be in a different mindset when a parent passed. But it's different anointing on you that I see, and it's a joy for your father. And I just thank you. I thank you for just pushing and going through this thing the way you did. And I don't care what nobody said about you or tried to do, God still came in and turned it all the way around. So I just thank God for that. I just wanted to give that testimony and let everybody know that's praying for you, those who have already prayed, that their prayers are being manifested, that God has heard their prayer. He heard their cry. Psalms 141:1. Listen to my cry for mercy, and your faithfulness and righteousness come to my relief. So God has come to the relief of those who have been praying for you.
Amen.
So that was my, I just wanted to give that testimony.
Well, thank you for coming on, Shura. You know, some of y'all might not know, but my dad had been sick for a while. And I remember the Holy Spirit told me he was very sick. And he was on dialysis. He was having seizures. He ended up getting both of his legs cut off. Real bad arthritis. I mean, he'd been that man. And when he was younger, he was a boxer. He boxed, but he ended up getting shot in the head with a shotgun. So some of his brains he didn't have, you know. I just amazed me how strong he was to even continue to walk around like that. And he fought. I'm telling you, he fought all the way to the end until I went to the hospital Monday. I seen my daddy fight. And, you know, he fought. I'm telling you, so many times the doctors had told my family to make funeral arrangements, to do funeral arrangements. And they want to put him on hospice so many times, he bounced back. I mean, the family then went and made funeral arrangements. He even shot the doctor so many times. And, you know, he was a boxer. He was a fighter. And he fought for his life. But I remember when I went to the hospital Monday and I told him, what do you keep fighting for? You don't have to no longer fight. Because the Holy Spirit came and told me he was going to take my daddy. And the Holy Spirit gave me a word through my son that he was going to leave, but he made it into heaven. He said, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you, you don't have nothing to worry about, Mama, because Papa made it into heaven. He made it in. So I knew he was going to leave. And plus, I had a vision of his funeral. So I was at peace. I was at peace. But you deal with drama through family, drama. And so I started preparing. I was prepared 2 years ago. Trying to fight to get insurance on him when family members did not want to do it or they didn't want to give up information, and it just was a lot. And through other prophets, a prophet told me, do not worry about nothing. Your dad is going to be taken care of. And the Holy Spirit had to come and give me that reassurance. Don't worry about nothing. Even when it comes down to the insurance, don't worry about nothing. Your dad is going to be taken care of. I tell y'all what. Let me tell you something. When I went to the funeral home this week, because I prayed, Lord, let the angel be with me and give me the strength. It was me and Sister Kim that's on here. No family members. It was just me and her and the Holy Spirit. If I tell you, when we went into the funeral home, it was so much peace. Everything went smooth. No hiccup, no problem. When God say he's going to do something, you just got to believe it. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. He said that if he give you a prophecy and he said he's going to do it, and if it came from him, it's only us that can mess it up. It's only us. Our mouth can mess it up. We can speak things over things. If God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And he showed up. He showed me. And I'm telling y'all, I was smiling. I'm telling y'all, I was smiling. And I said, that devil thought he was going to do something. I was smiling all day yesterday. I'm telling you, it was
rolling in and laughing.
I'm telling you, it was rough now. Me and family member, war, we almost got. I'm telling you, it got pretty rough. But God sustains everything. He will sustain you. You have to remember, if he say he got it, he got it. And my daddy told me what he wanted. He told me what he wanted. When the family were going the opposite way of what he want. And I remember telling him, I'm going to try my best to honor your wish. I'm going to try your best. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Everything going to be okay. Even the naysayer, I kept saying everything going to be okay. Everything going to be okay. Everything going to be fine. And that's it did. So just to give y'all a little stuff, I have went to the hospital once before. I seen death holding my daddy down. I seen it. He was fighting death. And I stood there and looked at him. This was 4 years ago. Prayer work. I have prayer. Yeah. When I was in that hospital praying for him, and he knew that I would pray. He knew in his heart, knew that I was going to be the one that pray. He knew. And he would tell me, I said, do you be having dreams and stuff? Remind you, he didn't have no legs. Both of his legs was cut off. And I said, do you have dreams and stuff? Because the Holy Spirit told me he dreamed a lot. He said, yeah. I said, what do you be dreaming about? He said, I dream that I have legs and I be walking. I said, well, you is going to have some legs. Even the week, he was like, I want to take me a vacation. He said, I got to get up and walk. He said, I got to get up and walk. So he would dream. He said he dreamed that all the time. He dreamed about him walking. And so, he went. Death didn't hold Jesus down, so death couldn't hold him down. So, you know, that's just what it is. So I'm just, my strength, it's not my strength, it's the Lord. He gives me that strength. Amen. He gives me that strength. And people, I mean, Sister Kim can tell you some. That's why I told y'all one day when I come on this radio, y'all, some things I have to get on the radio and have to deal with people. I had to continue to do ministry. Even when I did conference, deal right before it was time for the conference. God know who you are when people try to turn you down or try to discredit you or try. And see, when I read that Bible verse, God say he's not going to bless. He's going to bless you through it all. He's going to bless you through it all. He's going to bless you through it all. Yeah, they trying to tear you down. They trying to tear up your name. They trying to discredit you. They going to lie on you. So many lies came out of this. So many lies.
Yes. So many lies.
He talked about my daddy kids and everything. But God showed him who, even at the funeral home, I'm telling you. I laugh at the enemy. Sometimes you laugh at the enemy because God laughing at him. God going to take righteous. And people don't know, some of these people that coming against you, they don't even know you hold some of these people deliverance in your hand. Because God will have you pray for them. And so this wasn't nobody but God. Nobody but God. Because I'm telling you, it was very... We've been at the funeral home back to back all day, gone all day.
We didn't even eat.
Just to lay down just a little bit. When I got up, I didn't want to do it. If it was up to me, y'all, I wouldn't want to do it. But I have to push my way through it because somebody have to be somebody. This going to help somebody else out. This going to strengthen somebody. And never know who need what. I don't know. People call on the radio. I don't know. But I have to keep going. God give crowns right now. He give great rewards right now because of your obedience and your faithfulness. You get the reward. And so, yes, I see my daddy. He's struggling. And I was saying, Lord, this is not your plan for nobody to suffer like this. And I believe that he was holding on. He was really holding on to try to show us how strong. I think he knew too his family. He know his family, so I think he knew too. But I'm not gonna lie. That Monday night when I went out there. They had him on the ventilator and sedated, and I had a conversation with him and told him he didn't have to fight no more. Go ahead and go. It's fine. You're going to be in a better place and things like that. I'm telling you, I told the doctor, because they said, do y'all want us to DNR him? What y'all want to do? I told that doctor, tomorrow he'll wake up and he'll surprise y'all. Y'all, do y'all not know that exactly what he did? Monday, he was sedated. Sunday he was sedated because his heart stopped twice. I got the phone call when I left church. His heart stopped twice, and they sedated him. And they was like, if his heart stopped again, do you want us to DNR him? When I went out there, I told him do not resuscitate him. I already made up my mind not to have him not to do it. Went in there and talked to him, told him he didn't have to fight no more. You know, it's okay to let go. You're going to have a better life in heaven because I already know, because he already told me that's where he's going. He already told me your daddy made it in. So I'm at peace. When I got that word, he made it in last month. I was at peace. And so I'm like, why is you holding on? Go ahead and go. That was Sunday, and I told that doctor Sunday, don't be surprised that he wake up like nothing don't happen. That's just who he is. And they were looking at me like, really? Your dad is really sick. And he was looking at really. I said, yeah, he was surprised, you know. Yeah, don't be surprised. Do you not know Monday he woke up and he, Kim, tell him, he woke up and he seen me. He smiled big. He was trying to get that.
Yep.
He wasn't sedated.
He
was trying to talk. He was trying to get the breathing tube out of his thing because he wanted to talk. He wanted to talk. He kept trying to get it out. I told him he'll wake up. You'll think it's in, but he'll surprise you. And that is exactly what he did.
Yep, he sure did.
Exactly what he did.
And he confessed that he was happy. When you asked him, Daddy, you happy? He said, I'm happy.
And so after we left the hospital Monday, a couple of hours later, they say his blood pressure dropped. God took him. And I remember when I was out there, I played this old school church song. I asked him, mind you, they have the tube in his mouth, but he up, his eyes up, he trying to talk, he trying to get it out. And I asked him, did he know this church song? He said, no. And when I played, he just laid there and he was still. And the Holy Spirit was telling me there's an angel over him with his hands out. There was an angel. And here go me, because sometimes, you know, I laugh at myself sometimes. And here go me where I want to see, I can hear the Holy Spirit telling me there's an angel over him with his hands out. So here me up go when reach my hand up there because I want to touch this angel. You know, touch my hand, do something, because I heard it. And then I heard your daddy see the angel as well. And then hours later, he left. He left hours later. He left. And that was one of my prayers, let the angel come take him. And the Holy Spirit confirmed. He's confirmed, and that's how it went. And so, yeah, it's not my strength. It's the strength of the Lord. He's strength to be strong. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me, your dad, when I came home the next day, oh, Lord. Anyway, the next day, I was sitting down. I don't know if it was that night, you know, that same day. I just heard the Holy Spirit say, your dad is very proud of you. So that's all I need to hear. And so that's it. And so, yeah, thank you for coming on, sharing that. God bless you. Thank you for being there. And so, Father God, I just thank you for your daughter. I ask, you know, even with her belief, that if you got to show her things, Father God, I ask that you use her for your glory, Father God. Father God, I thank you for doing a new thing with her mind. Father God, I even thank you for the household deliverance, Father God. And Father God, that I just pray that she will continue to hold on to your unshakable hand and do not let it go, that you will guide her and let you lead, that she will allow you to lead her into places that's going to blow her mind, things that she never seen and heard before, Father God. Break out of this tradition and religion. Break out this thing that's not of you, Father God. But, Father God, you lead her, and you lead her down the right path, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for healing her body, her mind, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you're going to pour more and more and more. And this pouring, it's like he's going to pour. His spirit is going to be poured unto you more and more and more. The way you're going to have an encounter with God, that you're going to be so surprised, but you're going to know it is of him, because this thing has been way overdue. God has been wanting to show you more and more and more. There will be no more stagnated. There will not be no more pulling back. It's time for you to let God lead and let him do what he needs to do in your life, like a deeper relationship unto him. A deeper relationship with him, that he's want you to have that deep connection, deep relationship to him, so he can use you. You supposed to be a great covering, the eyes for those that's in ministry, the eyes to be the eyes to see the things through the eyes of God. He's gonna really ignite you with the real true Holy Spirit. It's gonna be like an igniting on the side. See, you ain't had a real igniting with the Holy Spirit yet, but when it happens, oh my God, get ready. Cause baby, it's gonna be like never before. Like you never had it before, but you got to let go and let God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Thank you for calling in to share that. God bless you. Okay. Mass, who's calling? Where you calling from? 303-386. Okay,
we're calling. Hey, Lashawn, it's Mike and Veronica from Colorado.
Hi, Mike and Veronica. How you doing?
Well, we're doing good, and you?
Oh, I'm doing great. No complaint. How you doing? How y'all doing?
My condolences, and I. I'm praying for you, and I hope everything's good.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time. We haven't spoke.
Sure is.
How's everything going?
It's good. It's going.
That's good. It's always good to hear from y'all. It's always good. It's a pleasure to hear from y'all. All right. Did you have something you want to share, or y'all had a prayer request?
No, we're going to let you prophesy, LaShawn, and we appreciate it in the great show tonight.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for your son and your daughter, Father God. I mean, when I heard you talk, I kept hearing from Veronica. Is your wife there? Is she listening too?
Yep, she's listening.
I kept I kept hearing Veronica. God really got your attention. It's like some intent, like I see intenders, like he got your attention. And there, oh, my God, thank you, Holy Spirit. But I heard Veronica, even with your family, people want to hear what God got to say. People want you to pray for them. People are requiring more for you. God is wanting you to come out, especially for the women, to be that mother for the women, not just a mother for your family, but mother for the women, that you are going to be in a great birthing position, a great welding. You're going to weld very well for the women. And I just see a group of women around you. And God, it's like your ears is going to be intended. Your ears is going to be through the your ears is going to be glued to the mouth of the Father. Your ears is going to be glued to heaven. Pay attention. I don't know if you've been feeling things in your ears. Like, I think all of us that's in the prophetic have been experiencing thing in our ear, but it's like a freaking. But God is taking you higher. You're going up. But God is definitely going to use you in this season. And I just seen you being a mother, birthing women, especially in the deliverance, in the delivering ministry. These women being set free, the one got low self-esteem, those that's broken, even speaking to women that dealing with a marriage problem. And I see you doing counseling. I don't know if you already doing that right now, but I see you counseling. I see you doing more one-on-one counseling. And so, Father God, I thank you. But I just hear your name. I don't know if God just been calling you. Come on, Veronica. I just heard Veronica. But keep going. Keep pushing. Keep welding for those that's weak. Keep travailing and keep doing it. And so, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for the new place that you're bringing her into. Father God, I ask that you bring, I mean, we might not like it, but we're going to have to deal with those that's broken hearted and crushing spirit. He's going to bring them to y'all. And so, Father God, I thank you for the family that stayed together, that prayed together. Father God, that they will be connected to you, Father God, connected to heaven, Father God. Anything that's trying to come against me, we take authority over it right now, Father God. We speak no weapon form against this marriage, this household. It would not prosper, Father God. And every tongue that come against them in judgment, they already know that they have the power and authority to condemn it. Father God, I thank you for your son, Prophet Michael. I don't know why, but Prophet Michael. You got to catch that. It's something in that Prophet Michael. And so, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to take him through, Father God. I thank you for the places that you're going to take him, or even on the platform that you're going to place his feet upon in this season, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. Let him hear the war of Judah in this hour, Father God. Send him to the cries, those who cry, saying, what must I do to be saved? Let his ear hear the cries of the men and the young men, Father God, in this hour, in this season. Light them up once again with fire, your Holy Ghost fire, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be so intense, Father God, that the fire is in his hand, the fire in his feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lighten up his pathway, oh, Father God, that they will hear his feet. The enemy will part ways when they hear his feet come on grounds, Father God. The enemy part ways for him. Father God, get him everything that he need. I ask that you touch his finance, Father God. Give him more. My feet is burning. My God. My feet is burning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My feet is burning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, I just thank you for that fire, Father God, that you're going to just enlighten him with that fire, more fire. Let it be more intense. The fire of healing, the fire of delivering, the fire when he speak words, Father God, when he speak prophetic, Father God, that enemy have to part way. And Father God, I thank you that he will understand your purpose and your plan very clear, Father God, because you is not the author of confusion, Father God. Bring the Nehemiahs to help build, Father God. And Father God, continue to do the new things in his life as well, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I think they got disconnected. I hope they go back and listen to the prophecy. Hoping they call back in. They phone drop. Let's see. They're still calling back in. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, thank you, Father.
Wow.
My God. Let me tell you something.
Wow, Lashonda, wow.
My feet, on fire. My feet is hot. I feel fire.
Yeah, my whole head just started almost became paralyzed, and my whole hand, that was amazing. That was amazing.
My feet started burning.
Yeah, it's I don't know what happened, but there was what you went through, there was really intense warfare. I mean, to the point where I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, and something shifted yesterday over Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on right now, but it's a shift in the body. It's a shift in and I can feel it. And it's almost like being returned to your first love. And just going back into that intimacy with God. And I spent about 6 hours in prayer today, and it's just, I haven't felt this in a long time, and it's like waking up out of a coma, like the enemy got me. But it's I think we have to pay a price as custodians as to enter into this latter glory, and I think we're about that place where God's going to start bringing forward his new remnant, the new leadership, and what he's about to do. But I think we're in a very precious time right now. But I'm telling you, yesterday I felt that shift in my spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I just felt like it's over. It's over. You made it. It you're going in, and
that's part.
And I think it's they kept going around 40 years around the wilderness, but there was that last time, And I think we're at that last time right now. You either enter in and go back around again, And it's I think we're right that place, and I think it's a great time for PGN. It's a great time for God unveiling the new leadership, and I think we're going to be really surprised what's going on. You can kind of see it with TV Jakes and all this other stuff going on, but I think we're starting to see the real judgment of the church right now. And I think the real leadership, like you and others, are very quiet, and I think TV Jakes is just like an iceberg, is the tip of what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those prophecies that Randy talked about with Biden, Randy Selman, we've been wrong, and he said that Biden was going to take out the church with the – I think we're going to start seeing that with the taxes, and I think we're
– Right.
I think things are about to really accelerate, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess this is your separation of the wheats and the tares, but we're really in a different time.
I mean,
I don't even want to go forward without hearing God right now. Like, I don't want to prophesy without hearing God. I'm just like, it's not even a fear. It's like, there's no point building anything that's not of God. This is not church as usual. I mean, if God wants to raise up, then he's going to raise up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm waiting on the, right now I'm praying for ascension and start trying to figure out some of these other realms and stuff that are being opened for his prophets. And, but it's like, it's a real still time. You don't want to go before him. You don't want to go behind. You really want to hear real clear before you do anything right now. And it's, I've never really felt that spirit where like, you know, like before it's like, boom, boom, evangelize everything. Now it's like, all right, you know, it's an interesting thing, but I can feel it. And, I'm just trying to adapt to it as I'm sure you are and everyone else is, but we really are in that time now.
Amen. God bless you. Yeah. This time is at hand. You know, those who can feel the ship gonna feel the ship. So, yeah.
But it's
I don't know if it was last month or I know it was on PGN where the Holy Spirit had me release a word that he had the prophet or the watchman at rest. They need to rest. It was a time to rest, meaning they was in a place of quietness. It was they resting.
The opposite is happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you, I can't move if I wanted to. I can't build if I wanted to. And it's like I feel like I have to and I want to, but I'm just like, I know if I start doing something right now, I'm going to be out of whack. And it's, you know, when Pentecost fell and that power came, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went forward. I mean, it just happened. I mean, the glory comes, and it's like I'm waiting for this moment. I'm waiting for this Kairos moment that I know is right here. I can feel, but it's not quite there. And it's I know we're right in the we're right there, ready to receive that latter glory. I know it. I know it's going to be intense. I know it's coming on the body. I can feel it. I can see it. It's just it's right there, almost ready to be poured out. I can feel the portals opening. And it's all.
Oh, definitely that. Mm-hmm. We can feel it in our body.
It's
going to
be intense.
Yes.
I believe with all my heart, it's going to be like overnight. You know, we start to see, we're seeing some of it, but I'm telling you, there's something really strong coming, and there's something, I mean, it depends what side you're on, but we're really about. People think we're just going to go into this election. No. Things are changing. I'm telling you, things are changing. I'm telling you, weather is changing. I'm telling you, the way things are done. They have no idea. They're going to say peace, peace, and some disaster is going to come. And, you know, Randy's saying it right now, and they just don't get it how quick this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess.
Come like a thief in the night.
It's exactly like a thief in the night.
Change of the body is going to happen so quick, like a twinkle of the eye. It's going to be
it's happening right now.
We don't have time to say anything. And just like
the
enemy always try to copy what he know was right. Always try to duplicate. So, yeah, he say, be watchful. Be prayerful. And he's snatching
worry
over
about their jobs,
game.
About the school, their 10-year careers, you know, it's they don't get it. They don't get it how quickly those things are going to be taken from them and when they are taken, right? And the country does collapse, which it will collapse. These people held on to their dreams of their futures and stuff without even taking into consideration that we're in the end times, and that's what's going to kill these people. That's what's going to be unrecoverable because they're not going to be able to cope with this. Their whole identity is wrapped up in Babylon. So, you know, God's bringing us out, and it is a process. But thank God that PGN and a lot of other ministries really are starting to come out and starting to see this. And but we are definitely into shaking.
Yes, we are. Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that. Did you have anything else you want to share?
No, you guys are amazing. You are blessed. That anointing you just released was so intense. I mean, I'm sitting here like, and PGN has its time. You have your time. We all have our time. And I'll be honest. I know God's going to get us through all this, but it's we're going to look back. I mean, it was, had we been blown up like some of these other prosperity prophets and pastors. I mean, I know you, LaShawn, have seen miracles, signs, wonders, so have I, and we could have ended up on those platforms too, you know, and one day we're going to look back and say, you know, thank you, Lord, for not allowing me to blow up with them that fell away and those who did not make it, and we're going to weep for them, and we're going to be happy that we did take this path, even though it was a harder path. I believe that with all my heart.
All right, then. Yeah. Don't compromise. I remember the Holy Spirit told me, don't compromise. I always kept that walk and chew. Don't compromise. Don't lie. Don't compromise.
Just keep the course, and then one day, boom. You know, but it's Yeah. Randy's prophecies are kind of getting really intense now. He's like, we're in it. We're going in. Everything's about to change, everybody. And it's hard because we know Randy's been accurate to a T. So it'll be interesting to see if we start getting this intense change before the election or after election. But I think it'll be interesting to see what even happens with this election with the whole Trump prophecy and everything else. And I don't know. You know, Tanisha said something about civil war, and Randy said, oh, you saw that too, and I saw that before too, and then my friend Henry Gruber saw that. So who knows? I think our country's on.
Right. I didn't have some end-time dreams about, I'm telling you, war planes in the sky. I didn't have some end-time dream. Maybe one day I have to share it.
Yeah.
So we just got to
think
be
we are. I think we're,
and make sure we're on the right side. Got to be perfect.
Yeah,
so we don't have to be on the battlefield. We don't know who he's going to choose, but we got to be prepared.
Interesting times.
Yeah. Well, okay, Michael, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to these other callers so I can go ahead and end the show so I can rest. God bless you.
All right, and God bless you, and your father's in a great place, and you are a strong prophetess, and
thank you.
Your anointing is getting really, really intense, and I know PGM has its place, and you know, I think many, many more conferences are coming, and that they're going to start, may that Holy Spirit firing anointing and that new wine just saturate it and may it get more and more intense. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you and your family. Thank you for calling in.
Hallelujah. God bless.
All right, brother. Thank you, Father. Let's see. 919-995, Master's calling. Where you calling from?
Cheryl from North Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Okay. Did you have a prayer request?
Just however the God leads you.
Okay. Well, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. We thank you for the quiet place, Father God. I just ask everything around her, Father God, will be at a standstill, Father God. When I say a standstill, sometimes we have to be, everything around us have to be at the standstill to hear his voice. Know that you could, so you can know that he's God Almighty. He's ahead of you. He's going to be your provider. He's your help. And so, Father God, I thank you for that standstill, Father God, that she will get in a place of stillness, Father God, to hear you, to hear your direction, even when it comes down to her family and important decision in her life, that she will get in that position of stillness, Father God, why, that she only hear your voice, the true Holy Spirit, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you for waking her up, Father God, removing the scale from her eyes, Father God. God, showing her the true, Father God, the true way to go in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for household deliverance with her family. Father God, every negative word that's been spoken over her, Father God, help her to understand that she has the power and authority to condemn it. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for protecting her, Father God. And Father God, those weapons, every weapons that's coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south, oh, Father God, they can form, but they shall not prosper. Oh, Father God, you say you lift people up. You place her on that rock where she will not be taken down or removed. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you what you're going to do. Only if she just believe. Like we say, only if she just believe and she keep believing. She keep believing until she see the manifestation in her life that she will keep believing. In God who I trust him with my all my soul, my mind, all my heart. Trust in him. Trust in his plan. Trust him. Even though you might not see it right now, continue to stand. Continue to stand. Continue to stand. Because one day you will see everything that he promised. One day you're going to understand very well about his unshakable hand and the righteous have the strong, that she is the strong tower where the righteous run right into it, going to come right for the protection, for his love. He is the strong tower. He is your protection. He is your provider. So, Father God, I thank you. And, Father God, shut the door. Shut every door. Shut every door. And we just say, Father God, forgive us for our sin, known and unknown. Let these doors be shut. These unwanted doors, these doors that's not of you, everything that was not of you, Father God. Oh, Father God, only thing we have to repent and turn from our wicked way, everything that wasn't of you, everything we got ourselves into that wasn't of you, Father God. Oh, you are loving. You love us that much, Father God. You didn't create hell for us, Father God. You love us that much that you give us chances and chances. You reign on a just as well the unjust. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I thank you for this. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, and God bless you. You have a blessed night.
Amen. Thank you so much. You have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye. 828-442, Masters calling. Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from North Carolina.
Who is this again?
Jennifer.
Hey,
from
Jennifer.
North Carolina.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, do you have a question
for a request? Just been struggling over the last week. Just everything seems really dark. So just, I guess, pray is led.
Well, Father God, anything that is trying to keep your daughter stagnated, anything that's trying that backwards, the spirit of backwards, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you, Father God, I just speak that
Thank you. Faith
that you're just shaking her with faith, the childlike faith, that she will know that she don't have to go backwards. She don't have to be stagnated. She don't have to deal with procrastinate, Father God. That she just keep her eyes to the hill, which come her help come from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that she will just believe that the step of a good man is ordered. If she just believe that she's your child, she's the head and not the tail, she's above and not beneath, it's only she believe and keep saying it to herself. And Father God, that she, our weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through you, by pulling down those strongholds, everything that's coming against our mind, if only she believe it, and she continue to believe and stand on your word and use your word every day that she got to say it and keep speaking it over and over, that she will just believe, Lord, help my unbelief. And so, Father God, no darkness when you the light. It tells us darkness can't withstand the light. Darkness can't withstand light. Darkness just can't stand light. Darkness flees from light. And so, Father God, we have to believe what we read. We have to carry it like it's our backpack. We got to eat it like it's our lunch. We got to take it as it's a medicine. And so, Father God, I just ask that you strengthen her where she's weak, Father God, and she continue to follow you and keep her eyes on you, not the situation, but you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you. God bless.
God, thank you. 951-966, man, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina, how you doing?
I'm good. I just thank God that he's just giving you the strength and comforting you at this time.
Aww.
And that, you know, that you can come on and pour out to us, even though you're in, you know, what you're going through. So just thank God for your strength, that we know that you're leaning on him for your strength and all the comfort that you need at this time. So we just thank him, because this is truly a demonstration of the peace that we can have that passes all of our understanding. So just thank God for you.
Oh, thank you.
And I just pray for you and your family at this time.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. I really appreciate y'all like family. I've been on here for how many years? Y'all like family. So, like I said, when you don't want to, it's that pushing. You know, he's going to strengthen me. Jesus was weak when he was in the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights. But the angel came and strengthened him. The angel came in the Garden of Sin when he was praying. Because what did he tell the disciples? You can't even stay up and pray for an hour. Some of your friends ain't gonna be with you to pray for your hour. They gonna be sleepy. They dealing with things. He was like, he went back to them three times. Y'all, what y'all can't stay up and pray just for an hour? Jesus had to pray by himself. He had to get down on his knees and pray himself to where blood was dripping like sweat. And so, it's his strength. And when he got done, the angel came and strengthened him. The angel who he give us charge is going to strengthen us. That's why we have to be very important, because the enemy is still going to try. He's still trying. He's trying to break you down. But I shall rise in this hour. I shall arise because I'm above. It was nothing who can separate you from the love of Christ. Not no principality, all that gossip, everything. Trying to use to turn you down. Let me tell you something. God say wolves, they gonna be like a pack of wolves, pack of dogs, because they know they can't take you down by themselves. So they gonna come in a pack. Oh, how well do I know that? They group up. But he fights your battle. He will chew them up like fish food. They better not, if some, like I was telling somebody today, child, only people know you better not cross that line. People be wanting to try to do something to you. Them angel will clap and come on, use your angel to get them. Use them to fight your battle. God will, I'm telling you, you got to go into that warfare until you see it come down. You have to. So I appreciate it. I thank you. I thank you for your condolence. I thank you for your prayers. Because prayer, we got to lift up each other's hands. We have to lift each other's hands up. That's going to be our strength. And so, Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for what you're doing with your daughter, Father God. Let her know you got more and bigger plans for her, Father God. Use her to speak to the women that's on her job. Use her to speak, Father God. Let her run into her assignment. I say let her run into her assignment. Let her run when she don't even expect it. Let her run into her assignment. Whatever her assignment is, Father God, let her run into it, and she will know this is her assignment for this hour and this season. Oh, happy days is coming to you. Happy days, your tears of joy is coming to you. You just need to embrace it. It's like happy days is coming to you. The tears of joy is coming to you. Every tears that you shed, God's going to turn it around for your joy. He's been building you up even with the tears when people don't even know the tears and how you shed yourself behind you. No more. He's going to send you the help. Your help come from the Lord. You're going to help your help. Better days coming. It's already getting greater. You are in your greater season. You just got to embrace it. Embrace what the Lord is doing. Smile more. Smile more and know that God got you. He ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to forsake you. And he ain't going to put more on you that you can't handle. So, God, I thank you for what you're doing for your daughter. I thank you for God will give us more just to see we can handle. If you're going to give him a glory, if you're going to thank him, why you getting this more and more? Yo, it ain't going to get me. He'll give you more. And so, Father God, I thank you, and I thank you for protecting her family, protecting her daughter, protecting her mother, and protecting her her brother. I thank you for the protection. I thank you for answering prayers. I thank you for the turnaround, because God's going to do everything perfected concerning them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Well, thank you.
God bless you, and I will continue to stay in touch with you, and I'll be praying for you. But I know God's got you.
Oh, thank you,
God. I went through this 6 months ago, and I know it's...
Yeah.
It was just like the peace was just like... There was peace, you know? So it's like, Lord, I just... The blessings, you know, if you look at... You know, you look back at how God has blessed you in so many ways. You know, my dad passed away. It's just like, God, you know, I could just still thank you because it was just still a blessing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For him to live, you know. So it was peace. You know? So when the time came, we had peace. I had a lot of peace. So
thank you. I thank God for peace. Thank you. And so I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Thank everybody for the prayers. Like I said, if y'all anybody want to send flowers, you can send it to the funeral home. If there's something you want to send personal, just reach out to Randy, and I'll let him know, give him the information. And so I just ask the Father to keep us with sweet sleep, peaceful sleep. I just thank God for prophetic dreams. I thank God for protecting us. I thank God. I thank him that we have breath, we are still here. I thank God for using us for his glory. I thank God for the next assignment in the new beginning. I pray over those that's on PG Prophetic Grace Network, all the hosts and the family, their children. I ask God to keep them covered, that it would not be no backlash and retaliation, that the angel, we will always go with the angel that's who have charge over us. Oh, Father God, you get the glory out of this. Oh, Father God, you know how to shut their mouth. Those that keep talking, Father God, bridle their tongue, Father God. Don't even allow them to speak in this hour, in this season. Shut it down and shut it down right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you say you will fight our battle. The same hole that they trying to dig for your servant, they will fall in it in this hour, in this season. Oh, Father God, every spirit of destruction, we take authority over it right now, Father God. We will go and go what you tell us to go. We will do what you tell us to do. I thank you for the covering, that you cover us up under your shadow. You cover us, Father God, up under the blood of Jesus. Father God, you cover my family. Oh, Father God, you're going to show them you are God Almighty. You're going to show them your two-edged sword, your double sword. You're going to show them that your word is like a hammer to break every lying spirit, every spirit of destruction, everything that's trying to come against your true servant shall be crushed in this hour. Oh, Father God, you're a God that judge. Oh, Father God, you're the one that sends judgment to the household. Oh, people better, I'm telling you, they better stop it. They better back up and back up right now. And so, Father God, we love you, and we thank you for the peace. We shall walk in peace. We shall walk in peace. You're going to cover us in peace and hide us, Father God, to where they can't even see us. In the name of Jesus, give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. Next week, the Lord say the same. We see each other next week. Keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed night.
I've been held in your head from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, for I will sing of the goodness of God.